Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Wimbledon is underway at the All England Lawn Tennis Club in London. An exciting year for American tennis fans. For the first time since 2009, an American man, 29-year-old Sam Querrey, has made it to a Grand Slam semifinal, and Venus Williams has made it to the singles finals. And Mark Cuban is watching on the sidelines, but he's in Iowa. Let's explain. Remember Field of Dreams, in which Iowa farmer Kevin Costner builds a baseball field in his cornfield and people, including the ghosts of players past, came out of the corn stalks to play? Well, Mark Cuban built a pretty exact replica of Wimbledon's center court at his family's corn and soybean farm in Charles City, Iowa, on an old cow feedlot. Mark, do they come?
Yes, they come at all hours of the day and night, and we're glad to welcome them to the All-Iowa Lawn Tennis Club.
It's called the All-Iowa Lawn Tennis Club. It's right there on what used to be this feedlot, you know, on what looks like a beautifully prosperous big farm. But there it is, right in the middle. And you say people come at all hours. You charge them? How does it work?
No, we don't. We're just happy to share grass court tennis with them. And it's a real rarity in the United States. There's fewer than about 100 courts. Most of them are on the East Coast, mm-hmm. and most of them are in private clubs. So it's a real opportunity for people who've been watching Wimbledon all their lives to come hit a few on the lawn and... Mm-hmm. We've gotten guests from all over America and the country, really. We just got our guest from Mississippi, who makes 43 states, and just recently someone come from Colombia, and so now we've got guests from seven countries. It's amazing.
It is amazing. It's amazing that you did this, too. What a gift. You don't charge people. They just have to have a reservation. They can play at all hours. And we read this all started because of what sounds like a wonderful grandfather. You'd go to his house, and you'd, what, hear Wimbledon on the radio?
Yes. Instead of riding home on the school bus, I would walk over to my grandfather's house, and my mother would pick me up and take me home later. But he had a shortwave radio, and he... would take me all over the world. We would hear ships at sea and various things. And one day we were listening to the BBC, and we came across the broadcast of Wimbledon. It was in 1960.
And that's when the dream, it sounds like, began. But then to do this thing. Now, let's remind people, this is, as you said, it's a lawn. It's grass. So how did you know how to do this exact recreation?
Well, it took a long time before we finally... followed up on the dream that started in 1962, actually, when I came up with the idea. I was feeding the cattle on the feedlot and having some problems getting my sister's horse, who I took care of, to drink. And while I was standing at the trough, I was looking around, and I said, boy, this is a perfect place for a grass tennis court. And I remember walking it off after I got the horse put away and wow, this is going to be great, and then telling my parents what I wanted to do. And you might imagine that they didn't meet it with the same enthusiasm that I had. But some 50 years later, we consulted with turf grass specialists at Iowa State University. And, of course, they tried to dissuade me. I remember what they said, do you know how hard it will be to maintain? And I said, I'm a farmer. And literally, we did. They helped with the design, but we did all the work. There are tile lines underneath the court. It's irrigated. And through a lot of trial and error, it took a long time, but we've got a grass tennis court.
Well, we also understand you did an internship with Wimbledon's ground staff. You went there.
Yes, I was really fortunate. I spent 8 days prior to the start of the 2012 championships working with the ground staff, and it was a marvelous experience. I even learned how they converted the court that year. There was the Olympics was played at Wimbledon in 2012, and they only had 21 days between the end of the championships and the start of the Olympics. And that was actually very helpful this year because I had to pre-germinate ryegrass seed. I only this year converted from bentgrass to ryegrass, which is grown at Wimbledon. So I was pre-germinating ryegrass seed in my shower in the house, and it really worked quite well. And after about 8 days, I got these little sprouts on the end of these tiny seeds, and I'd go out and by hand sprinkle them in some of the areas that hadn't grown from the previous year. And so it worked very well, and that was something I learned over there in 2012.
What a labor of love. We'll put pictures at herenow.org. It's got the white picket fence around. It looks just like center court. Do you play?
Yes, I do. I played yesterday. A lot of people come by, and they're looking for a fourth for the doubles, or occasionally they'll want a partner to hit with. So, yeah, I get in a fair amount of tennis, but I really spend more time taking care of the court and watering the flowers and hosting people than I actually do playing.
Well, thank you. From all of us, thank you. That's Mark Cuen, who created an exact replica of center court at Wimbledon at his family's farm in Charles City, Iowa. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Robin.